Don't kid me, fellas,
Chubby Chet Wharton said, moving his metal detector about the Hardy's front lawn.
You can find all kinds of swell things on the beaches with this gadget.
Like what? Blonde-haired Joe asked, winking at his brother Frank.
Lost jewelry, money, gold-plated pins?
Chet was interrupted by the arrival of a tall, broad-shouldered youth.
Hi, Biff,
Frank called out. Chet's trying to find a treasure. Biff Hooper examined the new device and raised his eyebrows.
I know just where you can use this, Chet. You might find a lot of valuable stuff.
Where?
At the Honeycomb Caves. My grandfather told me a freighter was sunk off the point during a hurricane. Lots of stuff was washed up.
Just what I told you,
Chet said with a supercilious glance at the Hardy brothers. Frank, 18, and Joe, a year younger, looked skeptically at their enthusiastic friends.
There are a lot of important things to be found, Chet burbled. How about the four of us going on a trip together?
To the Honeycomb Caves? Joe asked.
Sure, why not? It's only 50 miles down the coast. Good swimming and fishing there, too.
I'll explore the caves for hidden jewels, Joe said dryly, while you and Biff pick up $1 million worth of rusty nails.
It's a deal, Biff said, laughing.
Let me try that gimmick, Chet.
The stout boy removed the earphones from his head and handed Biff the long, thin tube with a metal disc at the end.
When you hear a loud clicking, Chet said, you know that something metallic is under the ground.
His face intent, Big Biff moved about the grass with the detector. Suddenly a voice from inside the house called,
Frank, Joe.
Okay, Dad, we're coming,
Joe answered. He leaped up the front steps three at a time with Frank at his heels. Inside, Mr. Hardy, a tall, athletic man, motioned his sons into his study. Fenton Hardy's reputation as a sleuth was worldwide. A former crack New York City police officer, he had moved to Bayport to become a private detective. Now his sons seemed destined to follow in their father's footsteps.
What's cooking, Dad?
Frank asked as the two boys sank into comfortable seats.
Another mystery?
Queried Joe. Mr. Hardy flashed a smile, then became serious, and opened a dossier before him on the desk.
I've got important news, he said.
About what, Dad?
Joe asked. Telescope Hill. Where the U.S. is erecting the coastal radar station? Asked Frank.
Exactly.